With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Montana's senior Democratic U.S. Senator was the lone state delegate to withhold a vote backing Vice President Kamala Harris for the 2024 ticket. At the same time, U.S. Senator John Tester is courting Republican voters during a tight re-election campaign. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
24 of Montana's 25 delegates to the Democratic National Convention voted to make Vice President Kamala Harris their presidential nominee. The delegates had to choose a new nominee after President Joe Biden ended his campaign last month. U.S. Senator John Tester's campaign confirmed Tuesday that he didn't return a ballot in the party's virtual roll call vote. According to the Democratic National Committee, Harris won her party's nomination with support from 99% of participating delegates. Tester did not offer a statement on his decision. He often distances himself from national Democrats and works to maintain a moderate brand. The incumbent launched a new component of his campaign this week called Republicans for Tester, with more than 100 members signed on. Notable supporters include former GOP Governor Mark Roscoe, former Secretary of State Bob Brown, and sitting state Senator Terry Vermeer of Anaconda. They say Tester puts people above party. Tester is facing a competitive re-election race against Republican challenger Tim Sheehy, a former Navy SEAL and business owner. In Helena, I'm Shaley Riker.
You're listening to Montana Public Radio.